Many New England farms depend on migrant labor, but for immigrants who want to start their own farms, finding land can be close to impossible. New England Public Media's Ben James, a farmer himself, takes us to Northampton, Massachusetts, where a family originally from Somalia is reclaiming their traditional connection to the soil.
I first met Hassan Aiden last spring. My farm in Northampton sits right next to the half-acre plot that Aiden and his family began working in May. In previous years, more than a few growers had given up on this fertile but monstrously weedy field. By July, I knew Aiden was different.
Green pepper, hot pepper, tomato, corn, basils.
He stood next to an okra plant almost as tall as he was.
Those are all okra. Watermelon, green beans on the other side.
Aiden lives in Enfield, Connecticut, where he works full-time for a halal food distributor. He also farms a field in West Springfield. The vegetables he's growing are mostly for his family, but Aiden aims to make at least part of his income off the land. He arrived in the U.S. as a refugee in 2005.
I born in Somalia, but I grew up in Kenya.
He's Somali Bantu, part of an ethnic minority who were forcibly brought to Somalia as slaves in the 19th century. It says a lot about Aiden that he's willing to drive up and down I-91 in order to plant, weed, and harvest his own fields. It also says a lot about how hard it is to find affordable farmland in New England.
When I started, I didn't know how farmers without resources were going to get access to land.
Hannah Spare is director of the organization All Farmers. Through partnerships with land trusts, local governments, and worker collectives, they help immigrant and refugee farmers find land, like Aiden's plot in Northampton. All Farmers supports 40 Somali Bantu families in the region. She says farming is at the core of how many Somali Bantus define themselves.
When they introduce themselves, they say, my name is so-and-so, I'm a farmer.
Aiden's been farming since he was five. It was the kids' job to scare away pests from the corn, especially monkeys.
There's so much monkeys. Someone have to stay at least in the field day and night.
He says the kids slept on top of sheds to protect themselves from lions and hyenas. When squads of monkeys arrived, the children ran noisily into the fields. During the Somali Civil War, Aiden's family was driven from their land to refugee camps in Kenya. But now that he's back to farming at age 33, he says he's regained a part of himself.
Man, I feel good. Feel healthy.
Aiden's father also recently resumed farming after decades away from the soil.
My name is Ibrahim Abdullah.
All Farmers helped him acquire a plot in Hatfield.
My father is 74 years old right now, and he's still farming. Yeah, he looks sharp. He looks like 55 years old guy.
Corn is at the center of Somali Bantu culture. In early October, the harvest mostly complete, I met Aiden and his father in Enfield. Alternating between English and his native Mai Mai, Abdullah displayed a half dozen dishes made from corn grown in Hatfield and Northampton. Among them was soor, a Somali staple made from boiled kernels of mature corn. Other dishes had corn combined with
beans and what is called burindamal, right?
Pumpkin,
yeah.
The plots of land father and son now farm not only tie them to tradition. Abdulli says they also offer a chance for the family to become less dependent on government services.
We don't need to. Give me some. Yeah, that is no good.
A crucial step toward that independence came in September at the new farmers market in Springfield's Brightwood neighborhood. Rumbila Abdullahi, the market manager, is Somali Bantu and a senior majoring in chemistry at Smith College. She says the farmers on opening day were thrilled.
They're like so excited, putting all their vegetables on their tables, going to each other, talking to each other, like, finally, we gotta wait to like sell our stuff. It feels like back home.
No vendor fees, no registration. Farmers just show up. They speak Mai Mai, Spanish, or Ki Swahili. The market manager swipes customers' food assistance or SNAP cards. And 5 months after Hassan Aiden and his family seeded corn and other crops in Northampton, he sells his produce at a farmer's market for the first time. A customer examines his tomatoes.
Yeah, those are good. Give me, how much is it for a bag of those?
It's going to be $3.
Okay.
That's going to be snap, right?
Yes, please.
The next day, Aiden is back in Northampton.
The corn is happy, the tomato is happy, all of them happy. Yeah, I am happy.
Aiden dreams of a bigger farm, at least 20 acres shared by the regional Somali Bantu community. For now, he surveys this half acre, making plans for where he'll plant his corn. next year. For New England Public Media, I'm Ben James.